How do you think mobile technology will influence teaching and learning in the next 3 to 5 years?
Gosh, I tend to say in about 2 years, nobody's going to want immobile technology. It's kind of all going to be mobile and have location stuff. So part of it will just be the standard way that people are using educational computing. But it really is true. There'll be an emphasis on community communication. You'll take it as natural. I'm sort of at the verge of, I don't know if you do video chat. Just recently started, you know, it's sort of natural that I'm kind of walking down the hall and I can have a video chat with somebody at the same time.
Right.
And that starts changing your perception of what it means to collaborate. And that hasn't quite filtered through yet. But it's easy to imagine, you know, there's somebody kind of like who can be in a class without having to physically be in a class. Or one of the things that's starting to happen right now is you can always get a teaching assistant. Mm-hmm. When I taught the computer science course at MIT long, long time ago, I did what I thought was a radical innovation that everybody would love, and I gave the TAs cell phones. And I said, gee, you know, you want to get help, you can call a TA at any time. It turned out everybody hated that. The students couldn't imagine why they would ever want to do that. The TA said, I don't want to have to do that. And so that was, you know, you're talking 10 or 12 or 15 years ago.
Right.
And it was just so out of the culture then that you'd want to do that.
Right.
Now you can easily imagine everyone's going to want to do that. And that's going to be a big shift. It's about when students can get help. It's about the way you can talk to students. There's been a little bit of research that says, gee, if I want to do some kind of online exercise or reading material, if it's short or something, it makes a difference that I can do it on a mobile phone because I can do it kind of right then in very short bursts. Mm-hmm. There's some evidence that if I want to be doing drill, like I'm learning a language, it's actually valuable to be able to do that for about 3 minutes scattered throughout the day. Again, it's just the research is only indicative and people will find out about it. But there's a lot of potential for that kind of change.